How politics tore apart the FCC. A retiring commissioner on what comes next. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The Federal Communications Commission didn't used to get so much attention, but the five-person commission that was mostly known for regulating TV and radio is now essentially in charge of managing how the internet works in the United States. So what used to be wonky policy discussions about net neutrality, broadband subsidies for low-income people, and cheaper phone calls for prison inmates have gotten a lot more public and political. Back in April, FCC Commissioner Mignon Clyburn announced she was leaving the FCC after serving for 9 years. She was a Democrat on the commission. She briefly served as acting chairwoman in 2013. I spoke to her in May and asked her why she decided to step down when she did.
Well, I believe it's time. And I also believe that I can be more effective on the outside. You know that for the past 15 or so months, I've been on the other side of the winning debate when it comes to just, reasonable, and fair rates for inmates and their families, when it comes to looking out for those individuals who cannot afford a Dow tone with the Lifeline program that would also have enabled them to have broadband affordably. And so I just found that this was the time, it was the place for me to leave and to be an advocate, a more an effective advocate on the outside versus at the FCC.
That feels like it starts to answer my next question, which is that, you know, during your tenure at the FCC, you are known as such a fierce advocate for consumers. Do you feel like the work that you did, or some of the work you did, including briefly as the first woman to chair the commission, is being undone?
Well, a lot of the things that we put forth that were hard fought, they have been reversed. But I am uplifted because there are a number of states, attorneys general, who have said, look, the FCC, we believe you are on the wrong side of history, that you are not doing what it takes to protect the privacy of individuals in this nation, to provide broadband-enabled services in which it's a legally sustainable framework. We believe that you've got it wrong. So you notice 23 attorneys general have weighed in and said, we're going to sue the FCC because the repeal of net neutrality. And so those states said the FCC is punting and won't do anything about it, then we will.
Is some of what's happening and some of this sort of abrupt reversal partly a factor of the way that the FCC is set up as what is essentially or kind of unavoidably a partisan body? Or has that partisanship sort of crept in during your tenure?
Well, it's interesting the way you phrase the question, because I think I have to answer yes to all of the above. The chair is chosen by the president of the United States. There are five members of the FCC, and there is always a 3-2 balance. So you are going to have policies that reflect the tenor and the objectives of whoever is in the White House. That's number one. Number two, I think the country realizes, whether it embraces it or not, that we have naturally become more partisan. And I find that unfortunate, because what happens is these agencies are becoming more and more hardwired. If I disagree with one or two things in an item, then I vote against the entire item. That is not productive. But what we are finding increasingly is that it's an all or nothing approach to regulation, and we all lose when it's all or nothing.
That was outgoing FCC Commissioner Mignon Clyburn. You can hear my entire conversation with her in the source code. Find that at our website, marketplacetech.org. Since her departure, of course, net neutrality rules have been officially repealed. The Senate voted to overturn that repeal, but so far the House has declined to hold a vote on the subject. And not a single Republican has signed the House petition to bring it to the floor. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. If you want to get smart about 5G or the cloud or Bitcoin, you know we have you covered on Marketplace Tech and the Make Me Smart podcast. Well, now you can also get smart with us on Alexa. Just say, Alexa, make me smart, for a new daily explainer that helps you understand the world we live in now.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.